Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor Nazeem, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, a new sort of season upon us, and calving season is coming up, so you're going to give us some information.
Yeah, we're going to start kind of getting into calving season here as we're rolling, and there's a lot of different things that producers do as preventative or care measures for their cattle and their calves. And I just wanted to kind of go over a couple of those things, not only to remind producers of the different things that we can do, or maybe there's something that they aren't doing that might be a good idea for them, but also to let the listeners know that there's a lot that goes into taking care of these cows and calves as they're going through their calving season and we're preparing for winter. And so some of the things that we're thinking about as we're kind of going into the fall months is fly control. We probably instantly think that flies are a summer thing. And honestly, you're going to see quite a bit of fly issues in the fall as the temperatures start changing and they want to find something warm to land on, and those cattle are definitely one of those things. And they're out in the element, and there are different things that we can do to treat our adult cows for flies, whether it's something that they can walk under to get a little bit of a dusting of some insecticide, if we can do fly tags. A lot of times we put our fly tags in at the beginning of the year on our calves, and they kind of lose some of their usefulness as we get into these later months, and we'll see an increase in pink eye. And so making sure that we're doing maybe what we can to help them with fly control and treating the pink eye as it presents itself. The other things to think about as we're working our young calves is to make sure that the dosing that we're using on vaccinations and dewormers are age-appropriate or size-appropriate dosing for those young calves. And we need to think about deworming those calves around 2 to 3 months of age as we're working with them. We also have to think about, this is something that kind of with the flies too, is to think about our geographic and environmental conditions. What is our grass looking like as we're coming off summer? Are we in a really rocky environment that maybe we've lost production of our grass, or are we needing to move those into some different pastures where we may have a little bit more grass? And so doing fly control, doing age-appropriate dosing for our young calves, deworming them, thinking about our environment. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about was on our bull calves. Should we be castrating those early or waiting a little bit? But our K-State veterinarian, Brad White, says that if we can castrate it about two to three months of age when we're deworming, that can reduce some health risks and improve with our long-term productivity. And he says the uncastrated bulls are 2.3 times more likely to develop bovine respiratory disease compared to steers, potentially leading to significant economic impacts. Price discounts for uncastrated bulls could range from 3 to 15% depending on weight and age. And what that means is if we're selling bull calves versus steers, the seller is going to see a cost reduction at the sale barn on those. And so castrating, whether you're knife cutting or banding those animals, you can see a little bit more on your check when you sell those animals by going ahead and taking care of those things. And so those are some things that we think about with our calves of what can we do to help them more be a more healthy animal that's going to have more returns at the sale barn, and those come in the form of weights and different things like that. And so if we're looking at doing a few of these things that may have some input costs, we also are going to see that the profits at the end, when we sell those calves, we should see those expenses returned back to us in the form of extra dollars per pound on those animals and different things. There are other things that people will definitely do to take care of their animals, but those are some of the basic things that we can do that are pretty simple things, making sure that we're getting our animals ready for market and that we're providing a safe when they're ready for slaughter, that we're providing a safe animal for the consumer. And so those are some things that we think about as we move into this next calving season, to maybe have just a few different management strategies in place to help support our calf health and our herd performance.
Love to hear a new season and some good information about how to get started. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory.